There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. It's your Thursday, June 27th edition. We got an odd slate on tap, I'll be totally honest. 6-game early, 4-game late. It's not pretty. This might be one of the quickest quick hits you'll listen to. Friday, we'll be back to the normal bangers we do. But yeah, this is a rough one. Nothing too peachy about this at all. I'll go through both slates quickly, but yeah, not good. When you're looking at weather, Tampa Bay, Minnesota early on, there's chances of rain that increase throughout the day, so be careful there. Your 6-game early could turn into a 5-game main, but we'll see how that goes. But yeah, we'll see. If you have any questions, come join thequantedge.com. Rest of the MLB season, $10 off, $74.99. Promo code Bubba gets you all the tools you need over there, gets you the articles and the member Discord, which will be very important on days like today. And also check out fantasysportsdegens.com. We got Bench with Bubba episode 182. With myself and Tim Meany of RotoWire doing some great stuff there. I'll be recording a new Bench with Bubba later today. Got Around the Base with Bubba and Mo episode 113 with STL Cup of Joe talking all things Cardinals. Really good stuff there. And much, much more, including the Fantasy Sports Degens Slack chat. So come check all that out. But the totals on your slate today, Mets, Phillies, 9.5. Rays, Twins waiting on that one. Rangers, Tigers, 9.5. Pittsburgh, Houston, 9.5. Mariners, Brewers, 10.5. Braves, Cubs waiting on that one. That should be high as well. So in the grand scheme of things, every total except maybe one is going to be like 9.5 or higher. It's going to be a big, big offensive day early on. So let's do your early slate a bidding here. Your top pitcher is Aaron Nola at 10-7 at home. Been a much, much different picture. We talked about it last time out when he went out and put up 31.2 against the Marlins. He's been just really, really good at home. A 3.19 home ERA compared to 7.28 on the road. Against the Mets earlier this year, 4 innings, 5 earned, really, really struggled. But I'm pretty sure that was on the road as well. So we get Nola at home against a hot Mets team. So if you don't want to go there, it makes total sense. It's a Mets team with a New York Mets 4.5 team total. Lefties 310, righties 334. So some reverse splits this season against Aaron Nola. But a Mets team that's getting it done. They strike out over 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But not bad, a 4.5 total. We're going to have a lot of high totals on this early slate, so that's not, no surprise there. But Nola at 10-7 is a really good option. Brad Peacock at 9,400 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates went postal on Framber Valdez yesterday. That was unsuspecting. Brad Peacock much better at home this year than on the road when it comes to DraftKings scoring. Pretty much the same ERA and everything else. Last time out in the Bronx against the Yankees, 28.5 points. The thing with Peacock is he's very, very volatile. That's one thing you just got to remember with him. Very up, very down. And Pittsburgh doesn't strike out a ton. Less than a 19% K rate versus righty. So that's the big bugaboo with them. Peacock, 26% K rate, almost 40% ground ball rate. And a heavy, heavy favorite in this matchup. Pittsburgh has a 3-point, basically just below a 4 team total, which is lowest on the slate. Lefties, 333. Righties 240 off of Peacock. So we've always known you can attack them with lefties. They have a few lefties in that Pirates lineup. But as a whole, this slate, both slates are very tough on pitching. So you just got to pick your poison and rock and roll. Martin Perez, $7,900 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. Martin's been an absolute disaster of late, but he's been very, very good at home on the season. He's kept that together even in his messes. His recent home starts 16-8, 12, 16, and 32. So he's keeping the home start strong compared to the road starts. Even the 12 on a slate with pitching like this is something I don't hate. When you look at the Tampa Bay Rays, they strike out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Martinez needs to work on the walks and will be way ahead of the game here. But saw in the season, lefties 306, righties 298 versus Martin Perez. And I think with Tampa, as good as they've been, their offense has really, really cooled off. 308 WOBA, 149 ISO versus left-handed pitching is not good at all. So as much as Martin Perez has really hurt and disappointed people, at $7,900, does have some upside against this Tampa Bay Rays offense. A couple punts you can look at. Ariel Jurado at $6,700 at the Texas Rangers. He's not a sexy pick at all, but he's kind of a, you know, 6-7 points his last time. Got beat up at Cincy with an 18, or almost 19, 18, 21, 12. He has shown signs of life, and he's facing the Detroit Tigers. That's the biggest part of this whole scenario. I mentioned Mike Minor as a great play yesterday. Put up almost 35 DraftKings points. You got Jurado today. Detroit almost strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Jurado's not a huge strikeout guy, but does get a 49% ground ball rate. And Detroit's got a team total of 4.7. Lefty's 331, righty's 334 off Jurado. But you look at the Detroit offense with a 292 WOBA and a 159 ISO. Like, it's a punt, so nothing's set in stone. But Jurado at 67 has some serious upside. And then lastly, Tyler Chatwood, only because he's 4,600. The Braves should absolutely tee off on him. But for 4,600, if you can put, you know, five or six innings together and get it done, you're going to be very, very happy. It's a very risky play. It's price point, strictly price point play. Atlanta strikes out 21% of the time. Chatwood, 18% K rate. He still walks too many damn people. When he's not walking guys, he's actually half decent because he has almost a 56% ground ball rate as well. But lefties are hitting 338, right? He's 336 off Chatwood. And we know that Atlanta offense is very, very good. So if you're looking to play him, be careful, but it is a play for you. So up top, if I got to pick between the top two, I got Peacock 1, Nola 2. And then down below, it's Perez, Jurado, Chatwood. It's just kind of a pick your poison type deal with this scenario. And then we're not going to go position by position. We're just going to kind of talk team offenses here. When you're talking on the early slate, the Cubs are facing Bryce Wilson coming back up from the minors. He struggled in his early starts, pitched really well since his return back. So you can look at, pitched really well in the minors. Now he's returning back. You could take a look at the Cubs for sure in this matchup, see how it all pans out, but they are in play. So are the Braves versus Chatwood, obviously. So that's going to be a very, very popular game to pick apart. Yeah, Chicago, Atlanta, very, very popular. But if you want to get a little different, you go down to the likes of Milwaukee versus Mike Leake, but the one I really like in that matchup is you look at Seattle. Seattle versus Chase Anderson. Seattle's been swinging it really well. I mentioned J.P. Crawford over and over again. Really big game yesterday. You got Malik Smith playing well with Chase Anderson. Lefties hit 295, righties 391. So you still target the Malik Smiths. You still target the Seegers, the J.P. Crawfords, but it also brings in a light like Domingo Santana and those big, powerful righties against Chase Anderson, so someone to not sleep on there in those matchups. So the Brewers and the Mariners game can be a nice one to pivot off of, say, Atlanta-Chicago, if you so choose. Atlanta-Chicago should be very, very popular. But at the same time, if you want to get even more like different, Seattle instead of Milwaukee will be the way to go there. Houston was a massive letdown yesterday. They get Joe Musgrove, who's been very, very hit and miss of late. Houston's got a 5.6 team total. Lefties 319, righties 308. You can jump back on that Houston bandwagon and rock and roll. Maybe get some value there if you take a bottom part of the stack or go with Jordan and company and rock and roll. Texas at Detroit. Texas is a very intriguing one for Spencer Turnbull. Turnbull's been very, very up and down of late compared to that early start we had. And Texas has a 4.8 team total. Lefties 352, righties 281. Texas is one of the sneakier plays on this slate. Joey Gallo's back, of course. You have Chu, Mazzara, some nice left-handed options there. Even Danny Santana, Willie Calhoun. Some really good options there as you can attack Spencer Turnbull from the left side of the plate with lefties hitting 352. So I like that quite a bit with Texas. Could be a sneakier one to pick apart there. And then last but not least, New York at Philly. If you want to get really weird, you can target Zach Wheeler with Philadelphia. I got no problem with that at all. And even more weird is the Mets versus Aaron Nola, because no one's going to go there, because I think most people will pay for Aaron Nola today, which I don't hate, but I think that's what most people will do. So if you want some Mets bats like Jeff McNeil, Michael Conforto, and many others, a cheap Robinson Cano, and so on and so forth, you can have some fun there with the Mets. So if I have to really break down this six-game slate with my pitchers, I like the Nola-Peacock combo up top. You can get some value with your bats with Texas, Seattle, and a few others. Or you go to the cheaper guys like Martin Perez, Jurado, Chatwood, mix and match down there, and get all the bats you want. You could really get going there. I think Texas and Seattle are two of my more fun kind of hidden plays, because everyone's going to go to Atlanta, which I love. The Cubs are a great play. Houston's in play. And then if you want to pick apart that Philly-Mets game, you can definitely go there. All righty, then. Let's get to the four-game evening slate. This is an absolute shit show, is what this is, the nicest way I can put it. Nationals-Marlins total 7.5. Dodgers-Rockies 11. D-backs-Giants 8.5. A's-Angels 9. So not the greatest of slate, as you can expect. When you're looking at the pitching on this four-game slate, you got Strasburg at 11-9 at Miami. It's a great play. No sugarcoat that at all. Anytime you can pick on the Marlins, you're going to try to do it. They strike out over 22% of the time versus righties. Blah, 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 blah. They're great. The Marlins have a three-team total, lowest on the slate. They have a 292 WOBA, 124 ISO, versus right-handed pitching. Everything is rosy for Steven Strasburg, except that it's just a huge is the easiest word I can use, price point at 11-9. Now when you drop down, Griffin Canning, 85 at home against the Oakland A's. I love the A's offense. Canning at home, 3.49 ERA, averaging about 17 points per start. He faced Oakland twice already this year. 12 innings pitched, 513 Ks, averaging about 18 points per outing. On a slate like this, I will take 18 points in an outing. A's strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Canning, 25% K rate, 36% ground ball rate. The A's have a total of 4.1, second lowest on the slate, as lefties are hitting 274, righties 307 off of Canning. So if you want to save some money to get some bats, you go to Griffin Canning at 8,500. Sandy Alcantara at 83 at home against the Washington Nationals, very good play as well. He struggled in his one appearance against the Nats, but at home this year, a 3.4 ERA, averaging 17 DraftKings points per start. And just in general, of late, 24, 13.5, 16.5, 24, 15, a hiccup at Washington, and then 43. He's pitched really, really well of late. Again, you're looking for just an okay floor with upside on this slate, and that's what a guy like Sandy Alcantara does, is the Nationals strike out 23% of the time. First, right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 4.5, lefties 314, righties 325 versus the Washington, or against Sandy Alcantara. So you can take a look at Sandy at 83. And then a couple punts, which I don't hate. Tyler Beede at 62 at home against the D-backs. He's faced the D-backs his last time out, I believe it was. Yeah, and it was rocky. Four innings, four earned, three Ks, not great. But prior to that, great at the Dodgers, almost great against San Diego. $6,200 back at home is very, very nice. The D-backs offense is really good. No hiding that at all. But a 21% K rate versus righties for the D-backs. BD, 22.5% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. You just got to stop walking, guys. A 16% walk rate is never going to work. But Arizona's got the third lowest total on the slate at 4.2. Lefties, 385. Righties, 311 versus BD. So at 62, he's in play. Then if you want to get really weird on a four-game slate, which you kind of have to do, you don't have to go here, but you need to get weird. Peter Lambert's $4,700 at home against the Dodgers. That was a terrifying sentence to say. I'll be totally honest, because the Dodgers versus right-handed pitcher in general is great. In Coors is terrifying. But you look at Lambert, he's got an 18% K rate, 45% ground ball rate, doesn't walk many guys. The Dodgers strike out about 20% of the time. Lefties 377, righties 314 off Lambert. It's terrifying, but if you want to get real weird, you can punt and go there. So you're pitching, and Strasburg's up top by himself, but if you want to go cheaper, Canning, Alcantara, and Beede are the three I'd focus on. And if you want to get real weird, you go Lambert. I kind of go Canning, Beede. It's kind of where I'm leaning right now, but it's ugly. Ugly slate. When you're looking at the hitting, you could definitely go the Nationals versus Alcantara if you so choose, but if you want to get weird, go Miami versus Strasburg. You could definitely get weird there. We're going to go over BVP here in a minute for both slates. But Miami versus Strasburg is a really good way to get weird. You got Coors Field, Dodgers at the Rockies. People love Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler's been amazing of late. Play your Rockies bats. That's another way to be contrarian. Play your Rockies bats against Walker Buehler. Obviously, the Dodgers are a smash spot against Peter Lambert. There's no hiding that at all. You got D-backs at Giants. The Giants are intriguing because Alex Young's coming up and making a start. The lefty Young for the D-backs. So the Giants right-handed hitters, you know, the Giants aren't great versus lefties. So even Alex Young can be a punt play on a slate like this. You can get really weird with an Alex Young making his debut for the minors. He'll be ticketed for his first big league start. He's made 8 starts in the PCL, an ERA of 5.8, 39 Ks and 32 2/3 innings pitched. It'll be interesting to see what he does with the Gigantes, against the Gigantes. But the Giants really do struggle versus left-handed pitching. They have a team total against lefties, 280 WOBA, 132 ISO. So Alex Young could be another punt for you if you wanted to go there. Just go Beattie and Young and get all the bats everywhere. Just do that. Say, screw it, I'm going that way. That's the way to do it. I'm not even kidding. And then A's and Angels. The Angels versus Tanner Anderson is one I like quite a bit. All right, I apologize for the format this tonight, but these slates just you can't really do a full deal on these. Like, ask questions in the chat. That's the best way to do this. Come join up over there. It's just the best. This is a bad 6-4 game slate. It's tough to break those down for you the way they need to be broken down. I got the pitchers for you. The bats are there as you know fit and ask the questions. Here's your BVP on the entire slate. Cesar Hernandez, 9-for-19 with a homer off of Zach Wheeler. JT Realmuto, 7-for-14 with a double off of Wheeler. So good stuff there. Guillermo Heredia is 10-for-23 with 3 doubles off Martin Perez. Mike Zunino, 6-for-15 with 3 homers off Perez. You got Ryan Braun, 6-for-28, 3 doubles and a homer. It's not a great average, but he's taking him deep. Freddie Freeman, 8-for-16 with 2 doubles off Tyler Chatwin. Marquez, 3-for-7 as well. Miguel Rojas, 6-for-19 off Strasburg. Neil Walker, 7-for-25 with a homer. A couple of randos there. You got Charlie Blackman, 7-for-24, 2 homers off of Buehler. Reynolds, Iannetta, Dahl, and Arenado have all taken Buehler deep. Nothing. Ramon Laureano's 3-for-4, 2 doubles and a homer off Canning. Simeon's taking Canning deep as well, but not a ton to do. Well, there you have it. Quick hits in the books. Like I said, it'll be a quickie. It wasn't going to be pretty, but tomorrow we'll be back with a full go of everything. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up there. Come to the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy Sports DJ's Slack chat. We'll take care of you. I'll be in there throughout the day to answer questions, and everybody else is in there helping out too. So I'd heavily recommend checking all that out. But good luck. Don't be crazy. Kind of take these slates look nice and easy and get ready for a big Friday as we like to do over here at MLB DFS Quick Hits. But I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This was your June 27th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.